You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Atlanta Braves with MLB.com's Braves beat reporter, Mark Bowman. Mark, we know at this point not to overreact, and every time we have this topic, it turns again. But this is three pretty encouraging starts from Julio Teheran. How optimistic are you, and how optimistic is the club that maybe he's finding something?
No, I think everyone should buy into the optimism now. I think this started there with the start in Philadelphia on August 2nd. What we saw that day was a guy who attacked the inner part of the plate, kept batters off balance with the slider and his curveball. Let's stay away from the velocity and live with the fact that this guy can be successful as long as he is sitting around 91 to 93, which he has been consistently in the last few starts. I talked to a scout earlier this week that said he needs to just ditch one of those two breaking balls, and I disagree. And I really base that simply on what I've seen since he's been incorporating the curveball a little bit more here recently, especially the last two starts. I've seen that as a weapon that has allowed him to halt the struggles that he's had against left-handed batters. I know a lot of people have placed a focus on home and road splits and this and that, and it is odd when you look at the big difference there. But what I think the consistent struggles were that he was not able to handle left-handers like he did the last few years. And what I've seen is the consistency of the slider has improved, and at the same time, he mixes in this 69 to 71 mile-per-hour curveball that has either got a lot of guys that stand there flat-footed at the plate or taking some ugly swings. So I'm the guy that I've seen these last four starts looks a lot more like the guy that we saw the last 2 years. So I'm buying into it, and I don't think this is just a fluke. I think the confidence has returned, and he's showing that I'm not saying he's going to be an ace or anything like that, but he can certainly be a solid number two or three, maybe in a rotation.
One thing that really stands out to me is he is simply throwing strikes. He walked at least three guys in five straight starts in July. He's walked four in all of August. That can be a lot of things. How much of that is physically being able to locate lately, and how much of that is a level of confidence or approach or sort of just more willingness to come over the plate to guys?
I think it's got to be a little bit of a mixture of both, but the confidence is what I would say is the most visible change, just in his demeanor on the mound, the way he talks after starts. A lot of times after starts, I feel good, even when he's struggling. Sometimes you don't really believe it. It's just that there's just a he's starting to be just like that kid who showed up in 2013 and wasn't scared of the league, the rookie who was he knew he was good after he struggled there first couple starts of that season. He went on a tear. I'm starting to see just a guy that's got that quiet cockiness that often you see in a pitcher. And I think that has helped him, with his approach to hitters. Here earlier this week, we saw him throw 36 pitches in the first inning there in San Diego. Comes back out. And over the next four innings, he totals 46 pitches. He's not being allowing his struggles to bury him like he may have earlier this year, where it felt like he just caved in and not necessarily gave up, but just lost focus. I don't see that guy here recently.
This is really purely a guess, shot in the dark, but humor me here, because it wouldn't be the first guy this happened to. This organization traded a lot of guys, and a lot of guys who he had played with for a long time, a lot of guys who had been around for a long time. And if you're Julio Teheran, I'm sure to some extent you have to be wondering, am I next? Am I one of these guys who's going to go? His uptick in performance coincides with the turn from July to August. Is it totally insane to wonder if maybe there's some element of him saying, oh, okay, maybe I'm going to be here a while. Maybe they want me here. Maybe I've got some stability and don't need to worry about it.
I hadn't thought about that before, but I do think that there could be some validity to that. Like I said, that first start where this started to turn was August 2nd. Obviously, a couple of days earlier, he had seen that they had traded Alex Woods. He might have given him that little bit of extra comfort. Hey, I'm the guy that they want. I'm the guy that's going to be sticking around. And at that age, sure. He's 24 years old here. When he goes to turn to ask for help from another starter, who does he turn to? Shelby Miller, who basically has about the same amount of time in the league as him. They did not had that Tim Hudson presence in their clubhouse here the last couple of years. And I'm sure when he was struggling, or looking for somebody to give him some guidance, sure you have your coaches and all that around, but players lean on each other. And it wasn't that guy for him, like you said, because so many guys have exited either via free agency or trades, especially here this year. And I think maybe that there was just a comfort level I'm here. I was supposed to be the guy. I still have a chance to be the guy. Now let's take advantage of it.
So this is just going to be really an all-around warm, fuzzy edition of the Braves podcast, because the next guy I want to ask you about is another guy who's really shown some encouraging signs after a lot of not that. Aroldis Vizcaíno has been excellent, and he's not throwing tons and tons of strikes. He's not Eckersley Rivera level, never walk anybody, but he's walking a lot fewer guys than he has in the past. What do you see from him since he's been back that is working so well?
Yeah, it's funny you said that right away. Because it's one of those things that jumps out at you. You go, wow, he's only walked six batters in 16 and two-thirds innings. And look, that's not anything incredible when compared to most pitchers. But when you look at his past, that has been the big difference. He has got behind in the count, but at the same time, he has found a way to finish off hitters here. He's given up one run here since he returned from his suspension. Converted each of his three save opportunities. I remember back in 2009 when the Braves got Vizcaíno for the first time. It was a trade that sent Javi Vasquez and Boone Logan to the Yankees, and the Braves got Melky Cabrera, Mike Dunn, who at that point in his career was a guy who was major league ready. He spent most of that season in the minors, but he pitched out of Atlanta's bullpen a little bit that year. And then you had this young kid, Vizcaíno. And when the day of the trade, one of the Braves executives told me this trade will center around, the success of this trade will center around Vizcaíno. But here we are, 6 years later, and the Braves are starting to see the benefits. 6 years of Tommy John surgery and a stint with the Cubs later. they are starting to see that this kid, might be something special. I wouldn't pencil him into that closer's role for next year, but he gives the club some comfort when they start making their plans that, hey, he can at least be the eighth inning guy next year. Or potentially a closer, because what we've seen from him, if he continues to throw strikes with the high octane fastball that he has, he can fit in that role. And I think that the most important thing is he's been thrown into this closer role and he hasn't blinked. He hasn't been spooked by the added pressure. So that shows a lot about who he is, and it's kind of cool to see he and Manny Banuelos kind of enjoying some success together here in Atlanta when you think that they were the first roommates each other had way back in, I believe that was 2008 in Tampa when they were in they went to camp there or, came up as, showed up as rookies there with the Yankees.
What's interesting to me about Vizcaíno is that before he got hurt, he was a strike thrower. He walked 12 guys in 85 innings one year. The sort of conventional wisdom is control and command are the last things that come back after surgery. Do you think maybe we've kind of been thinking of this guy a little bit wrong as a wild guy, and maybe it's just a guy who still is only really in year two, and maybe there is better control in there. Maybe this isn't a guy you have to worry once he keeps getting farther and farther away from injury.
Yeah, you know, the surgery with 2012, it was a long recovery here within the Cubs system. He had the surgery while he was with the Braves. He was traded there in July of 2012. During those days, you know, whenever he was coming back, like you said, that certainly was the last thing to come. If you buy into that theory, and that theory, you know, certainly it may be more than a theory. It's been proven true enough. I think that's the realistic outlook you have to look at for anyone coming back from that surgery. And, you know, yeah, I think, you know, you have to have your doubts about the guy, especially when the Cubs were willing to just say, okay, yeah, we'll trade him for Tommy La Stella. It was they're the club that has seen him every day for the last couple of years. You're just thinking, hey, look, they've given up on any hope of him regaining that command that he had, like you said, as a young kid. Before the surgery. And, I think that we probably put a label on him and put low expectations. And at the same time, we were forgetting that it has just been a couple years since he returned from the surgery. So maybe the Braves are just getting the benefits here at the back end.
All right. Well, Mark Bowman, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.